This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, September 19th. God's word to you today is inquire, and this is part one. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs 4, verse 7, from the Living Bible, and it says, "Getting wisdom is the most important thing you can do. And with your wisdom, develop common sense and good judgment." Today, we will continue to our discourse on how to evaluate every opportunity that comes our way. It is my prayer that we will see as we ought to see from now on. In Jesus' name, amen. Question 1. What do I need to know? And who knows it? You want to start a business. What do you need to know about that business? And who knows it? Who has done that kind of business before? There is no point reinventing the wheel. You cannot do everything that is original. God will give you your own oil, but you have to borrow vessels. Some people are just too arrogant. They want to be able to say it was their idea. Who cares about that? What matters most is, did it succeed or did it fail? I would rather have a borrowed idea that succeeds than have an original idea that keeps failing. There are people that have walked that path before. Borrow vessels, humble yourself and ask, who knows this thing, and seek the person out. Do you know 75% of businesses that start fail? That is a huge number. Why do they fail? Mostly because of this thing I'm teaching you. I know it seems simple, but the simplest things are the most powerful. People dive into things and think they will figure their way out. Life is too short to figure everything out. Proverbs 18 verse 13 from the Living Bible says, "What a shame, yes, how stupid, to decide before knowing the facts." Proverbs 15 verse 22 from the Good News Translation says, "Get all the advice you can and you'll succeed. Without it, you'll fail." It is a fact, that is just how it is. Get all the advice you need. Proverbs 11 verse 14 from the Message Translation says, "The more wise counsel you follow, the better your chances." Question 2. What might be the unintended consequences of this? Scenario planning. People have accredited the invention of scenario planning to the Shell Corporation. However, it already existed in the Bible. They copied it. But we can allow them to hold the patent if there is one. Proverbs 22 verse 3 says, "A prudent man foresees the difficulties ahead and prepares for them." A prudent man does scenario planning. The summary of scenario planning is, expect the best, but prepare for the worst. Proverbs 22 verse 3 says, "A fool goes blindly on and suffers the consequences." The fool can be tongue-talking. He or she will still suffer the consequences. But you will not be a fool in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. A prudent man foresees. God will give you the foresight you need. Amen. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, I admit that I need wisdom and insight. You are the source of all wisdom. Please guide me and surround me with godly counsel. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.